Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconference. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally, so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covet with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. And we will read our foundational scripture we have been using for this teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, verse 6, follow along and I will read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now that word diligent means carefully seek him. So the Holy Spirit showed me something regarding this verse that I have never realized or seen before. It was kind of astounding to me. Now, the last part of that verse says, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, let me show you what the Holy Spirit showed me. Well, the opposite of that would be that he does not reward those who do not diligently seek him. So staying diligently in the word produces rewards. Now, you don't stay in the word to get the rewards, but you stay in the word because we love our Heavenly Father. Amen. The rewards are automatic when you are obedient to him and serving him according to God's word. Amen. Well, last week, as we was teaching this lesson, I mentioned that there is no such thing as a silent prayer. You cannot pray without saying something. They are tied together. It is like the wet with the water. You jump into a pool of water, you will get wet. So praying is actually saying something. You are not thinking something. You are actually saying something. Lord, I believe I receive. Thank you, Father. I have to keep saying that because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And secondly, there is a spiritual war going on out there. Satan does not want your desires to come to pass in your life. And so you have to stand for the things that you are believing God for. Amen. You have to stand against the opposition that Satan will attempt to bring against you. It will manifest through the circumstances. But there are spiritual influences that are behind that to try to keep those things from coming to you. Let's look at an illustration that I believe will clear up the confusion on this matter. Please turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 10. Again, that's Daniel chapter 10. Now, here's the story of Daniel, who had a vision, but he did not understand the vision completely, and he prayed and asked God for the understanding of it. It was a while before that understanding came to him. This is comparable to us when we believe we receive and make our confession of faith. Amen. I told you there can be a time span between the time that you claim something through prayer by faith until you physically see it. Remember that? It might be because the thing that you are believing God for, which might be bigger than your faith can handle right now. Amen. It may take a little while longer for your faith to produce it. Remember, I told you it really is not God who answers the prayer, and yet it is God in the sense that God has made the provisions available for us. Because everything we need to answer all your prayer is already here in the earth realm. Now, Daniel had to fight through prayer. That is the background of the story. Daniel had a vision. He did not completely understand the vision, so he prayed about it. And see, that's giving us some information that we need to pray for the things that we need in our lives. We need to pray for God, for wisdom, knowledge, and guidance in everything that we do. Now watch this. Okay, you in Daniel 10, please go to verse number 10 through 13. And let's begin at verse number 10. It says, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Now pay attention to this. Verse 12. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day, from what? The first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God. Your words were heard, and I have made and I have come because of your words. The angel came because of his words. Our words have power with God. Amen. Our words have life in them. The angel, in essence, said, I did not come for you. I came for your words. Remember, I told you, you have to know and understand the authority of your words. Now, keep your fingers in Daniel, and please go to Titus 2, the book of Titus, chapter 2. And go to verse number 11 through 15. And it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. And do what? And rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. So you have been given the authority to rebuke everything or to approve everything. Amen? And you must understand the authority of your words. Now please go back to Daniel number 10. And let's continue. The angel said he came because of your words. Now go to verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. How many days? 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Understand now, this king of Persia that they're speaking about, or the prince of Persia, is not talking about a physical flesh and bone monarch sitting on a throne. It is talking about the demon spirit that has been assigned to Persia. And the name of that spirit was the prince of Persia. Amen? Now, the angel said that the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him 21 days. Now, that's important, the 21 days. Even in the spirit realm, there is warfare going on. The angels are in conflict. The angels of Satan against the angels of God. So it's basically good versus evil. Then we have to understand, remember when Satan was thrown out of heaven and he took a third of the angels with him? We have to understand that Satan can't be everywhere at the same time. He's not omnipresent as God is, because God is everywhere all the time at every hour. So Satan has to have other demonic demons and angels to help him with his trickery, with his lies and deception. Okay, so it said, the angel said that the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him 21 days. Now, even in the spirit world, there is warfare going on. The angels are in conflict, the angels of Satan against the angels of God. Now, listen to what he said in verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael. So, Michael is an archangel. He was saying to Daniel, in essence, because of your persistence in not giving up on your request, because you continue to keep your word on that which your heart desires, I have come for your words. Michael said he has come for your words. But he said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. For 3 weeks, this warfare was going on in the spirit realm. That is why sometimes it takes 3 weeks for you to have your answer brought to you, or the manifestation of that prayer. It is not because God has not dispatched the answer. The angel said to Daniel, we heard you that very first day you prayed. Remember, faith is always in the now, the present tense. It says, the first time you opened your mouth, God heard it. An answer was on its way, but the prince of Persia is out there fighting against you. He's out there. Satan only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll be out there fighting against your prayers. So you have to understand, you have to be persistent. That's why you have to do your confession of faith when you pray. It says, when you pray, believe that you receive. So quite naturally, you're going to believe that you receive what you pray for, because faith is always in the present tense. And so sometimes, you know, because of Satan is out there and there's a spiritual war going out there, you have to pop. There's a grace period before your prayer can be answered. That is why you have to continue to make your confession of faith. When you make our confession of faith, you throw the battle to the angels of God, so that they can overcome the angels of Satan and get here with your answer. Amen. You cannot be discouraged, because that's all Satan wants to do, is to discourage you. Now back to verse number 12. It says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day, for from the first day, for from the first day. Now think with me for a moment. What first day? The only day God could hear you. The now, the I am, the present tense. I told you before, God is a present tense God. He has no tomorrow or no yesterdays. He only works in one eternal now. Amen. And so we have to understand that, especially when we're praying and we believe in God for something, we have to understand that God is a now God. And you have to believe. That's why when you pray, especially you're using the prayer petition or the prayer of faith, you only pray once. Whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. So if you believe when you pray that you have them, why are you praying again? Are you lying to yourself? Or what is the problem? Whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen? It's always present tense time. That is why when you pray, you have to believe you receive it. It is the only time God can hear it. And because there is a warfare going on in the spirit world, you have to continue to confess. Father, I believe that I have received. I believe my need is met. I believe I have it now. Amen. Everything is in the present tense, because God is a present tense God. He can't hear you tomorrow, because he doesn't have a tomorrow. He only has a now. And just as Daniel's prayer was answered that same day, guess what? Your prayer is answered that same day. That's why you have to continually do your confession of faith and stand faithfully on the word of God, and your prayer will be answered. Amen. Without a doubt. There is a warfare going on out there in the spirit realm. We must understand there are two realms that we deal with. One is the three-dimensional natural realm that we live in today. And then there's the spirit realm. And those angels of God can only get through based upon your confession of faith. Amen? When you back off and give up, you give the battle to the angels of Satan, and they have a right to hinder that thing and keep it from coming. I told you before, when Dr. Michelle prayed for her job, it was 7 years until the manifestation of that job took place. But she never wavered on her faith. She was consistently every day in her prayer, daily prayer, was thanking the Father that she believed that she received that job. And guess what? It came to pass. Amen? So you cannot give up. You know, the scripture tells us, for after all you do, stand. So you have to stand on the word of God. When you back off and give up, you give the battle to the angels of Satan, and they have a right to hinder that thing and keep him from coming. God heard your prayer the very first day. That is why you have to have confidence to know you prayed and God heard you. Please go to John chapter 5. The book of John chapter 5. And we will read verse number 14 and 15. And it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He does what? He hears us. He says that if we, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Amen? Now, first of all, we understand we have the confidence, and we have to ask according to his will. Some people get off track, and they don't ask according to his will. But it has to be according to his will. You have to be willing to make a commitment and stand on that commitment. If it takes 1,000,000 years, that's the kind of attitude that you have to have. That's the kind of attitude Dr. Michelle had. She stood on that prayer for that job for 7 years, and that job finally came. Otherwise, Satan will attempt to back you down. That is why so many Christians never succeed, because they go only so far as long as it is easy. They go as far and as long as there is no opposition. As long as no one resists them, they will stand. Everything you want is already in the spirit realm. Your faith is what brings it into visibility. Your faith is what brings the manifestation of your petitions. It takes your faith to bring it out of the spirit realm. It is out there. The picture is clear. Your house is there. Your car is there. Your wife, if you're looking for a wife to be married, is there. Your husband is there, if you're looking for a husband. Your business is there. Your money is there. Whatever you need is there. Amen. Your faith brings it into existence. Use your faith and bring it in. Use your faith and develop your picture. Do not doubt it. It is right there on the pages of the Word of God, submitted to the solution, the developer, and that is your faith. Hallelujah. And please remember these words, the final scripture for this teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. And remember these words from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Amen. So remember, it is faith that overcomes the world. And you have to stand on your faith no matter what. So that is my teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. I pray that you receive something from this teaching. Now, my time is almost up, but please let me invite you to our Sunday telecast conferencing church services. You can join us by simply dialing our toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.